You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This one came in on our Facebook page, but she has said twice in here, please don't use my name. Please don't use my name.
All right.
So we will call her Nanette.
Nanette. Okay.
Nanette. Pretty simple question, and when I first read it, I jumped to one answer, and then the more I sat there and thought about it, I started changing my mind. So let me tell you what her issue is, and listeners can call and tell us what they think. She says, would you stay in a relationship that you know will never go any further than it is just because you like having something to do? I'm seeing a man who is nice and we have some fun together, but I feel like I'm being unfair to him since I know he won't ever be, quote, the one. But instead of sitting home, I like going out and doing things with him. When the real deal comes along, I'm sure I'll jump at it. Should I break up now or wait until Mr. Right appears?
Oh, this is a curious letter. I feel bad for the guy.
Let me tell you my perspective on this.
Yeah.
I have been that guy before where I realized somebody that I was dating was just using me as a placeholder.
Okay.
This has been many years, but as soon as it dawned on me, I was like, oh, what am I doing? And I just ended it myself.
What was the moment that you found out? And you're like, man, she's just using me for the sweet, sweet love.
Let's just say there were plenty of signs that she was looking for something else.
Oh, okay.
And so finally I was like, okay, I don't want to just be something for her to do, you know, when she doesn't have a date with someone else. So
you're like a buddy at that point. You're a friend.
You what?
You're a buddy. You're a friend at that point.
Yeah, you're the word is placeholder, right? That's what you are.
Yeah, you're just, you know, somebody to go out to dinner with.
But is what Nanette is doing, is it wrong? Because they're both going out and having fun.
Right. He is probably having more fun than her, though, is the thing.
Well, we don't know.
He
that.
Doesn't
she
know
might be
what's
having
going
a blast
on.
When they go out. She just knows that she doesn't long term want him to be the one, 5 years from now.
I feel bad for this guy because maybe he is truly falling in love. And he's, you know, in his mind, like, this is it. I'm done. This is it for me.
Well, what would you recommend? Is it cool for her to announce this to him? And if he wants to choose to stick around, like, okay, so I'm not the one, but until you find the one.
Well, obviously, that's an awkward conversation. And the guy, if he's in his right mind, would be like, yeah, then we probably should break up because, you know, you're wasting my time and I'm wasting your time. And whereas I could be out actually finding somebody who is attracted to me and wants to be with me. Because his point of view is he's probably stopped dating. He's not looking anymore. And that truly is wasting his time.
But we don't know that. We don't know, and Nanette doesn't know, if maybe he's in the same boat and he's waiting for the BBD.
Well, then this is the worst relationship ever recorded since the beginning of time.
But is it because they're both going out?
They're just using each other.
They're both having fun, and they're, what's the harm?
Where's the fun, though, in, like, every time after you're done hanging out with him, like, well, okay, what else is out there? That's not fun. How's that fun?
But I'm talking about in the moment. There's two
kinds
of
bowling,
fun.
While you're doing bowling with the bumpers.
When they go out, they have fun, and she has a good time.
Okay.
She just knows, I don't want to, like, make this, you know, the man of my dreams for the rest of my life, but right now, until something better comes along, he's fun. So why just sit at home?
Then treat him as a friend, then. Just come out and say, we just need to be friends. Because the fun is maybe still translating to making out a little bit and having fun in the bedroom. And then all of a sudden one day you just cut all that off and move on. Ugh,
yes.
That stings.
That's called the dating world.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm against
it. It's just how it works.
You're with someone
and then and then you start dating somebody else.
It's not good. It's not healthy. I know somebody, as a matter of fact, right now that had somebody up and leave him unexpectedly. And he's in, you know, it's crushed his world. And it's bad, man. I don't like seeing that.
But what you're talking about is advocating that she does just up and leave him. It's just the timing. Is it worse for him to have to deal with it today or 3 months
today
from now when she meets
somebody? Versus dragging him along for another 3 months. Don't keep dragging him along. Just be done with it. Oh, this makes me sad.
You know, there's a third possibility here.
What's that?
What if time goes by and Mr. Wright doesn't come along and she finally realizes it? It dawns on her, this guy is the one. And she would have broken up with him to satisfy you being uncomfortable about it when he might grow into the one.
She could still break up with him, go out and explore the world, and then realize that he was the one, and then just go back to him, too.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
But at that point, he might be with somebody else.
I threw you to the curb, and I went out and sowed my oats. Now
that's
I'm
right.
back.
Yay.
Where were we?
Hey.
We don't know his side of this. A lot of people are really coming down on Nanette.
Well, obviously, he's probably like, yes, this is awesome. She's my favorite person in the world. I got a girlfriend. I'm in love. And she's like, in her head, this guy's
going to be
toast.
But we don't know that. That's
soon.
The thing. Where it's all assumption.
But let's assume that.
But what if
I want to
assume
that
he's doing the same thing she is? He doesn't
want a
long-term.
We didn't get a letter from him.
I love that Amy, the one who was writing about Friends with Benefits, said, I've got a few.
Yay.
Oh, that's great.
I think she's fairly selfish, though. I'm going to boil down to say she's kind of selfish. It's just all about her having fun, having a good time, and then at any moment she's going to dump this guy. She's selfish.
Okay.
That's the word
that you can use
for this.
I can't disagree on some levels, but she's either dumping him now or she's dumping him in 3 months, and the dumping will still take place.
So, correct, which it should take place. But why drag him on for another 3 months?
Because
make him
he's having a great time. He's a grown-ass adult. He can make up his own mind. If he doesn't think that it's going anywhere, then he can move on, too.
To me, it sounds like he has made up his mind, and he's continuing to go out with this woman, and maybe he's developing some strong feelings for her.
We really need to talk to this guy, because there's so much assumptions going on my part and your part. We don't know.
I mean, bottom line, it sounds like she's in this relationship and with this guy, and it sounds like he's all in to me, because they do keep going out, they keep having fun,
but there's
making
nothing
sweet,
in her letter
love.
There's not one syllable in her letter that addresses that he is, quote, all in. The only thing she says is, I'm seeing a man who's nice and we have fun together. That's all that was said about him. So there's not one word in here about him being all in, or she's the one, or we don't know. And listen,
but if she's
let's face it, would you say throughout history, who is more likely to just be in it for the, you know, short term, have some fun and move on?
Anymore, I don't know. Is it more likely
to be a guy?
Maybe, but anymore, I don't know. But, you know, guys are more instant to latch on, too, and say, I love you, and this is it. So maybe that's what he's doing, too.
To get what they want.
But just to keep pulling this guy on and on and on, when she knows in the back of her mind, after every time they hang out, she's like, I got to find somebody better. You know what she probably does? She probably goes to car dealerships when she's looking for a car, and she test drives cars, and she's like, I love this car. This is the car for me. And the sales guy gets all excited. She's like, let me think about it. And then she goes home and buys a car online. I bet you that's what this person is.
It's like that time on the show that I got so much crap because I went to a store and tried out golf clubs.
This is what she does.
This is back when I played golf. I don't play golf anymore. And I tried them out, and they were so nice at the store. And then, I went and found them on eBay.
This is this woman. You know what else she probably does? She's probably really, really nice to all the Girl Scouts standing outside a grocery store. She's going in. I love you guys. You guys are the best. I love your cookies. Yeah, I'll get some cookies on the way out for sure. And then she goes inside and buys cookies inside the store.
Buys Chips Ahoy and then leaves.
That's this woman right here.
Out a side door.
This is this woman right here.
Boy, we have absolutely done a character assassination.
I don't like fake named Nanette or whatever her name is.
Nanette, I'm sort of on your side, sort of. I just need more information.
She hates the Girl Scouts and car dealers and this guy.
And she hates puppies.
And puppies.
Alex says she can spend time practicing her sweet nothing words to perfection to when she meets the one, she'll be flawless.
Shoot. I kind of hope she never meets the one, honestly.
More and more people writing in saying they want to hear his side
of
the story.
I do too. Because
if
he truly is like, this woman is for me, and she knows it, then she's being really selfish and rude to this guy. But we need to know, if he's out dating too.
the majority, by far, of people are on your side with this, that are writing in with text messages. And, of course, they're using the C word a lot. No, not what you're thinking.
We need to monitor our text line a little closer.
Not that C word. They're using the word communication.
Oh, communication.
You just need to communicate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll say it again. There's too much communication in this world. Dina says she needs to be transparent. Sure. Michelle says she needs to be upfront. Yeah, okay. Well.
Yeah, all legitimate. I'm mad as hell right now. I'm super irritated.
Get a load of this.
What?
The closing thought here.
What do you got?
If she does it the way you guys want her to, her explanation is just going to be, I know you're not the one. You don't do it for me.
Well, you got to be gentle
during
the breakup.
Very hurtful. Whereas if she meets someone else, she's like, I'm so sorry, but I actually met someone. I mean, they're both painful. But I almost would rather hear that somebody met someone else than there's nobody else in the world right now that I want to go out with, but I don't want to see you, which is more painful.
Well, you gotta be a little gentler when you're describing
but
what's
that's the
going
bottom
down.
Line. He could say, who did you mean? She'll say, no one. I just don't want to see your face
me.
Anymore. And he's a good guy and they have fun. You're actually being more hurtful. You're saying nobody is better than you. Being alone is preferable to going out playing putt-putt with you.
Your sweaty body on me.
I mean, just think about that angle for just a second.
Well, I guess you got to...
What you've said...
Write down what you want to say first. Write down what you want to say. Make something up, for God's sakes, that you're moving out of state or something.
Here's what I'll say. Thank you, Nanette, for writing to us and giving us something to have some fun. We're having fun at your expense, but you have to... And this guy's expense. But ultimately, it's all you.
This is funny from Lauren. This is like the cherry on top. Lauren on our text line said, all the men with girlfriends listening right now are having many heart attacks, hoping that this isn't their girlfriend.
Hashtag truth.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot with the very... Anytime people write in and say, please don't use my name, I often wonder how many of our listeners are wondering if that's their, quote, person.
Nanette? I guess if you have a girlfriend, just casually call her Nanette today and just see if she responds.
See if she answers. See if she turns her head.
Although that could backfire too. Who's Nanette?